I'm John Osier for Jaguars.com, and it's been a year since Mark Lamping took over as Jaguars president. He joins us today to talk about the first year and some issues moving forward. 1 year in. Long year, short year, or both?
Well, it's a little bit of both. I mean, it's actually flown by. I can't believe it's been a year, but anytime you go through the type of season that we have, it just seems like it can't get over soon enough. So, but all in all, it's been a wonderful year. It's been a this is such a great place. We couldn't be happier that we're living here and making progress.
I think you said last year when I talked to you, pretty much on this same date, a lot ahead of you. Did you accomplish a lot of what you wanted to accomplish?
Well, we have. We still have a long, long, long way to go. But I think we've done some things as it relates to the infrastructure of the organization. I think we have a much better understanding of what we need to do, where we need to go. I feel very good about the fact that we have a better understanding of exactly what our fans want. Obviously our fans want a winner, and that's number one, number two, number three on any to-do list, but there's other things that need to happen, and I think we've connected with our fans. Now what we have to do is to deliver on those things that we've identified that our fans want, and at the same time put a much better product on the field.
What's maybe, I guess, your most important takeaway from year one, if you had to pick one?
Well, I think the depth of the football fan base here is unbelievable, and the knowledge of the fans, the unanimous consent that everyone wants the Jaguars to be successful. There are very few people in this region that I've come across that wish the Jaguars anything other than the best, and our fans performed at an exceptionally high level this past season, and unfortunately the team didn't match that level. But I think we're on a path to success. And the good thing about the NFL is things can happen in a hurry.
You mentioned several times one of your objectives for year two is to be very transparent with the fan base. Mentioned at the State of the Jaguars, and you mentioned a couple of the fan forums. I guess why is that so important?
Well, there's so many unknowns about the franchise. In the past, there's been this question of, what's happening with the franchise? Why are the Jaguars doing what they're doing as it relates to playing a game in London? And, this is the fans' team. This team is Jacksonville's. And they support us financially. Our fans support us emotionally. And they have such a huge stake in what we do here, they should understand what our challenges are, because if we're going to be making moves to make this an even stronger franchise, mm-hmm. It's great that our fans have an understanding as to not only what we're doing, but why we're doing what we're doing.
And that, I guess, teaching or educating can be a challenge.
Well, it can be, mm-hmm. But I've never dealt with anyone, whether it's here in Jacksonville or up in New York or my many, many years in St. Louis, where fans aren't interested in what the franchise is doing. And as we said the other night, and as we've been going through these fan forums, it's really reconfirmed what I've learned over the past 12 months. Our fans take great interest in what we're doing, and to spend the time to share with them why we're doing some of the things we're doing, fans perceive that as the organization respecting the role that they play.
Biggest challenge in the year ahead, or do you think that specifically?
Well, we're always changing. The industry's changing, so you can't assume that, hey, look, we've moved a lot of things around this year. We've brought some new people in. We've given existing people more and more authority and responsibility. We've, put systems in place so that we can connect a little better with our fans. And now we can sit back and just see how it goes. That's not the way it works, particularly in the National Football League. We need to continue to get better each and every day. And, that's where the focus should be. And, we fill the stadium by selling one ticket at a time. And we're optimistic about what the future can hold, but that remains to be seen. And I'm much more confident in terms of, you know, where we're headed as it relates to the on-field product, and I think our fans will be pleased.
Final question: if we're sitting here a year from now, how do you want to look back on year two? What would be a success outside on the field? Obviously, Super Bowl success, but outside of on the field, what's your objective?
Well, if we did a fan survey a year from now, and we asked our fans to just say one thing about the Jaguars, and their response was, you know, the Jaguars do not take my support as a fan for granted. They value that I'm a very important part of what that organization's all about, and they respect me enough to ensure that I understand where the franchise has been, but more importantly, where it's going and how we're trying to get to where we need to be.